This is the land of the Gwich'in. We have our language and a strong culture based on the land. This land that we live in is critical not only for our needs, it's also a critical habitat for dozens of animals and many migratory birds. One time, years and years ago, when I was probably about 10 years old, my grandpa and I were out walking around the shores of all these lakes and Old Crow Flats, and we stopped by this one to make fire and have some tea and bannock, and we're sitting there and we're eating, and it was really quiet, and we're watching some loons playing out there on the lake, and grandpa told me, he said that sometime in the future, probably pretty close to the time you become a mom, there's going to be very few animals or birds out there on this lake swimming around. And when the loons, when you see just the loon out there, then that means that the earth, our environment here is in trouble. And now when I go back to the flats and I go back to that same spot, I see one loon, maybe two loons out there. And I often think about that and I remember that. Aboriginal people have been a part of this cycle of life in the north for tens of thousands of years. The Gwich'in are subsistence people. We don't need to consume more and more to fuel our culture. The Gwich'in people are caribou people. We call ourselves that, and that has come from way, way back because we have taken care of this herd for thousands and thousands of years. What is very sacred about our lands, too, we live near the calving grounds of the porcupine caribou. And during times of famine amongst our people, and they travel all those areas up there in the Arctic and share food with each other. But during times of famine, we never, ever go near the calving grounds. It is a very sacred area. Even the wolves and the bears protect the time of calving, and they don't go there as much either. And what is very well known right now all over the world is that we have many threats to the calving grounds of the porcupine caribou, this particular area that we hold so sacred. We have threats from oil and gas development. We also have threats of influx of people and too much air activity in those areas. The major one, of course, is the oil and gas development. Oil and gas, which they say, you know, is a 200-day supply for the United States. And if they were to open up the Arctic Refuge, it would be to me and to my people like going into a hospital nursery and tearing that apart. That's how we feel about it. We will do everything that we can and everything in our power to stop that because it means our life. Large tracts of land must be preserved in these areas to ensure the survival of our animals, not only in the Yukon, but our neighboring areas as well. Aboriginal people offer the world an alternative to a culture of consumption. If we ravage the land, we will follow a path that will destroy the wildlife in our ancient culture. A lot of stuff that I share with people is not my own stuff. It is stuff that I have learned along the way in my life and that are given to me by the old people. And one of the things that stand out in my mind so strongly now, and this time when we are having so much trouble with the way we treat our animals and the land around us, he said, listen for the howl of the spiritual brother, the wolf. For how it goes with him, it goes with the natural world.